Okay, I'm gonna get started. Right, what am I gonna talk about? Today, I'm gonna talk about this, which is how to make BizTalk more awesomer with cloud integration. So, just a little bit about me first. My name is John Fancy. I am a program manager at Microsoft. I joined about 18 months ago. I worked as a consultant for like 10 years before that, implementing BizTalk solutions and a whole bunch of other stuff. So joining Microsoft is really interesting for me to really indulge my passion for integration, because it's never been more relevant than it is today. So I work as a program manager, and I'm fortunate enough to own two products, which is BizTalk Server, as well as the integration developer, enterprise developer persona in Logic App. So I kind of span these two worlds from on-prem to the cloud. So what I'm going to talk about today is how the investment we're making with 2016 and how you can connect BizTalk to the cloud more easily than you've ever been able to before. So kind of a little sort of quick recap on BizTalk Server and where we've been. The current release is 2013 R2, but that's going to change in about 4 weeks' time when we ship 2016. We are on target. We just cut the final bits, so it'll go out at the end of October. Thousands of customer deployments worldwide. Certainly compared with some of our competition, who make a lot of noise about how they compete with us, we're by far the biggest integration broker on the planet in terms of customer deployments. And the next release of BizTalk Server is 2016, as you probably know, and this is our 10th release of the product. So an incredibly stable, mature product that we're now doing all the work to really help facilitate integration beyond the enterprise borders and to the cloud. Okay, so what does that look like? Well, a few other things before I get into that is like what's new with 2016. We made a bunch of investments, not just around cloud support, but around customer pain points. There's like dozens of improvements that we made, you know, little tweaks here and there, things around the administration console to make it easier to search and find artifacts, from new adapters like a fully rebuilt SFTP adapter, updates to SAP, updates to the service bus adapter, engine enhancements to do things like order delivery on dynamic ports, a whole bunch of things. As well as the table stakes platform refreshes, like how can we bring all the goodness of the rest of the Microsoft ecosystem with Windows Server, SQL Server, and also all the adapters get updated as well. So you know, if you want to support for the latest version of Oracle DB, then we provide that with the adapter update as well, and same with SAP. So these core, you know, mission critical, you know, heavy workload systems that we integrate with and have done for years on BizTalk is kind of refreshing all of this. What I'm going to talk about now is our enhanced cloud support. So before I get into this, one of the other cloud improvements we've made with 2016 is to make it easier to host BizTalk in Azure. This has been challenging for some customers for a while because of the lack of high availability. And BizTalk customers are used to mission critical, you know, tier one workloads, and how do I run those on Azure when I don't have high availability? And the reason you don't have high availability until now is because things like failover clustering support in Azure and other things make it difficult to implement these kind of topologies with scaled out farms in the cloud. With 2016, this all changes with SQL Always On support, and SQL Always On support provides the ability to create and configure BizTalk farms in the cloud and scale out with primaries and replicas. If you're familiar with Always On, this is a great consistent approach to being able to do HA in the cloud with BizTalk. And the other thing is this. So, enhanced cloud support around a new adapter for Logic Apps and a new connector for Logic Apps. So what that means is you can now connect out from BizTalk to consume or call a Logic App in the cloud. And you can do that in, you know, any messaging paradigm is like fire and forget, request response. But you can also go back the other way as well. You can call from a Logic App to BizTalk on premises. And we enable this using this thing called the on-premise data gateway, something that we previewed back in July. And this allows you to create essentially a secure pipe between the cloud and your on-premise assets. So we actually facilitate this not just with BizTalk, but with SQL Server, with SharePoint, and others, to let you be able to call from a Logic App to on-premises without having to expose your BizTalk Server to the internet. So we have a new REST API that sits over the top of BizTalk, which lets you do things like query the management database so that we can enumerate the schemas that are deployed, we can enumerate the receive locations, so you can configure a Logic App super easily, as I'm going to show you, to be able to call, you know, bi-directionally between the cloud and on-premises. And of course, you know, the other sort of side benefit with this is that this actually adds new capabilities to BizTalk every month, because every month we ship new connectors for Logic Apps. These connectors are shared infrastructure across Power Apps, Flow, and Power BI. So as we ship these new connectors, so Bistl gets to leverage these connectors via Logic apps. So every month, we just try to push out more and more of these things, and you get more and more connectivity to on-premises and hybrid integration with Bistl. Okay, so what I'm going to show you here is I'm just going to sort of set this up first before I go into a demo. So, you know, a classic kind of on-premise order processing system here where I've got a couple of databases. Now, you know, order databases could be SAP, but I've actually got a couple of SQL databases, a customer's database and an orders database and BizTalk server. And because every single, you know, the best BizTalk demos I've ever seen always start with dropping a file into a folder and picking it up. That's exactly what I'm going to do with the orders. So I'm going to drop a file in, and BizTalk's going to pick it up, and it's going to create an order in the orders database. The other thing it's going to do is going to check whether it's an existing or whether it's a new customer. And if it's a new customer, I can now augment this order processing system on premises, you know, which I may actually not really want to touch, and call out to a Logic app in the cloud. And this lets me do some interesting things because I can actually, you know, if I have my business actually runs on some kind of CRM, whether it's Dynamics or Salesforce, I might want to create that new customer as an account or a managed asset in Salesforce because that's where those guys live, and they want to see this sort of customer-centric view of the world. So I'm going to push that data via a Logic app into Salesforce, as well as I can broadcast this out to Yammer because we have all this fantastic connectivity with Logic apps. So okay, so once I've done that, Salesforce is going to return a response because it gives me a key for the object it's created, the new customer, and I'm going to come all the way back down to on-premises, and I can actually store that customer and create the customer in the database on-premises. Okay, so what does that look like? Well, here's the BizTalk orchestration, which I'm just going to quickly walk through because 20 minutes is not very long to cram all this goodness into your brains. So, and this VM is really slow today with the Wi-Fi. So I've got a customer lookup, as I said. So it's going to take the order file in. It's going to check whether the customer already exists. And if I just scroll down a little bit, so let's try jumping around a bit more. You can see I have a parallel, and down one branch of that parallel, I'm going to go off to Salesforce. I'm going to create an account if it doesn't already exist. On the other one, I've got this great kind of gratuitous wait because this thing happens so fast, the connectivity between BizTalk and the cloud, that I'm then going to create the order as well in the orders database. And the other thing I'm going to do here is this notification port. I'm actually going to send an email out using another Logic app to let the customer know what the order ID was. Again, just kind of adding to an existing BizTalk orchestration. I can very quickly connect to Logic apps to do things using the cloud connectors. Okay, this is slow. So if I flip over to the management console, this is really slow. While it's thinking about that, let me show you the, I'll just open this up and I'll show you the Logic app. Okay, speed it up. So you see I have a new Logic Apps adapter here, and I can just pick that and I can do a configuration, and then right inside the BizTalk admin console, I can choose the Logic app that I want to call. It's slowed down again, so let's have a look at that Logic app. And here it is, just a few steps, but you know, don't be misled by the sophistication of what's going on here. I've got an HTTP request, so if you're not familiar with Logic apps, the way this works is every single Logic app I create, I can actually have an HTTP endpoint for it, so it's automatically kind of accessible. So BizTalk's going to consume this HTTP endpoint and pass the data in from the order. It's going to go and create an object in Salesforce, which is a new customer. So I can just open that thing up. You can see that I can pass in the account name and some, you know, other information to create the object in Salesforce. I'm going to post a message to Yammer. Then the next thing I'm going to do, because these are just some really cool services that we have now and connectors in Azure, is I'm actually going to take that customer and I'm going to pass the name to another Logic app and do some sentiment analysis. So this second Logic app, which is here, it's first going to do like a Bing search, and you can do anything here. I'm just going to say, you know, what's the green credentials of this customer? And I'm going to take the results back from that, and I'm going to push it through sentiment analysis. And that's going to give me a score based on how green the first result that comes back from Bing is going to be based on the query, and that's going to give me a rating back again that I'm also going to return via this Logic app and put in that customer database. Okay, and then, of course, then it returns a response, and this is the new order that's been created. Let's just flip back over to the virtual machine. Yeah. Maybe tricky if it's struggling to connect. Anyone else having Wi-Fi problems? Everyone grabbing the bandwidth? Okay, well, it's trying to connect. Let's look at the second logic app. Again, doesn't look super exciting. This is one that just sends out an email with the order status update. So, you know, here I'm just sending an email to myself, and the email contains some information, and this is just using some tokenization you can do in logic apps, which pulls out the details from the order, which contains the order number and what I ordered, and sends out an email. And that email also lets me send a text in to a logic app, which is going to do a query on the order in the orders database. That's right, okay. Let's see if I can get through the VM part quickly so we're not all standing around waiting. Okay, so I've got an order. Open this order up, you can see what I mean. Just an XML document. See, I've got an order, it's got a company name, Contoso, it's got a zip code, it's got some contact details with my phone number, nobody taking any pictures of this. And then I've got some details, which is an integration t-shirt and a quantity of one and a price. So just to show this is, you know, really real, I'm just going to change this quantity to 10 and save that. Get rid of that. And now when I, it's like going in slow motion, this thing. When I rename this to XML, it should pick it up. Tick tock, tick tock. Here we go. Yep. And I've got some tracing in that orchestration so I can see what's going on. You can see it's received the order, it's done a customer lookup. And I just realized I didn't clean out the database from last time, so it says it's already found the customer, so it's not going to create the object in Salesforce. But it has created the order, so let's just quickly have a look at that. And I just clean the database out, and we'll start again. In a second, I'll just run that. Yeah, there we go. Again, just because that was just so phenomenal, I'm going to show you it all over again. Just rename it to XML, come into my trace viewer, does it do anything? Okay. Frozen again. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, right. So customer lookup, didn't find anything this time. So send it to Salesforce. Remember I got that gratuitous wait in there, so I've got a 30-second delay, so you know it makes it look like it's doing a whole bunch of machinery. If you're talking to SAP, it probably is going to be a few seconds delay. You see, I get a response back from Salesforce. This is the account key. So this is what Salesforce returns when I create a new account via the logic app. I return that. So you also have this customer rating, 0.49. So that's how well Contoso does on that Bing query when it returns results back and sends through sentiment analysis. It inserts the customer, creates a new order, disconnected by VM. Okay. So if I go into Salesforce, I'll do that from here. Going to Salesforce, I should see some of this stuff getting created. Let's quickly log in. Okay. It's my machines are under my desk in Redmond, which is where all this kind of stuff is running. Okay. So if I go to accounts, if you're not familiar with Salesforce, the CRM capabilities, you see I have a new account, Contoso here. If I click on that account, I can see that, you know, this thing's being created. And the account name, if I go to Yammer, which I am going to have to flip back to this guy, I'll see that the new account's being created in Yammer as well. Okay. Hurry up. Okay, over to Yammer. And there it is, 1 minute ago, way, we got a new customer, Contoso. Okay, right. So remember the other thing that it does is send me an email with the order details. So if I just flip over to my email, yep, here it is, 10:34. You can see a new email turned up, order ID of 10:55. Thanks for shopping with us in the text details. So I'm gonna send a text message because you can't kind of see this. Can everyone see this from where you're sitting? I've got this snazzy little app which lets me sync to my Android phone and send text messages from my phone. So I'll just quickly unlock this thing. So just prove it's real, you know, I ordered my kids some football boots yesterday and they turned up, so you can kind of see all these messages from Amazon. So if I put in 10:55 here and send this, now what this is going to do, it's going to take a minute or so to do this. This is using Twilio, and Twilio supports webhooks. So logic apps also supports webhooks. So I can get Twilio to call a logic app when that text message is received. Now, the other thing going on here, because I've got an on-premise SQL database, is I can use this on-prem data gateway to connect to that database directly. And you hear this thing going off, and hopefully that means it, yeah, it just gave me my details back. But this is actually not using BizTalk down this path. It's going to Twilio to fire a Logic App. That Logic App is then using the on-prem data gateway to call SQL Server to get that row out of the orders database, the same one that BizTalk's talking to. It's just read-only, so it's pretty safe, right? And then returning the details back and sending a text message to my phone with the update status. And you know, here's the Logic App for that. Let's pull this thing up. And you can see that this thing, you know, when a request is received, just using a webhook, I'm using a function because I just get a bunch of goop back from Twilio, which is the phone number where it came from, and the text message content, and a bunch of other things. So I shred that out and return an object using this function because we have great function support in Logic Apps. And just pass the parameters in it. And then I do a get row to SQL, oops, calling the order details database, passing in the order ID that I got in my text message, and then I just send the text message back to myself and get the order back. So again, you know, augmenting the functionality you have in BizTalk is super easy using Logic Apps to do this. Okay, so let's flip back to the slides. So that kind of creates a bit of a problem, though, right? Now, I've now got this customer in two places. I've got it in the customer database on premises, and I've got it in Salesforce. So what happens if somebody goes and changes it in Salesforce now? How do I know about that? What if somebody goes and updates the contact details, the billing address, whatever, in Salesforce? I need some way of synchronizing these two things. So again, this is where I can use the BizTalk connectivity to on-premises by, introducing a second Logic App. This time, I make an update in Salesforce, fires that second Logic App, and the Logic App updates the customer via the BizTalk connector through Logic Apps on-prem and goes to the customer database and updates it. Okay. So here's the Logic App that does that. I'll just move this over a bit. A little bit more going on here, but not too much more. You see, when an object is modified, so we have a trigger concept in Logic Apps, when something's changed, it picks up that change. But that change could be anything. It could be a creation of that object, that customer in Salesforce, or it could be modification. So I actually check the date. You know, is the date created the same as the date modified? If it's not the same, I've just made an update to that, and that's what I'm interested in, and that's what I'll push down to BizTalk on-prem. And then I have these two actions here in my Logic App. And the first one is, you know, you can't quite see that because of the light. It says prepare a message from JSON because Logic Apps is JSON-based, BizTalk's XML-based, right? You can convert these formats pretty easily in Logic Apps, but to make it even easier, you can also see that I can pick the schemas from my BizTalk database right from inside Logic Apps. So it has access to that REST API I mentioned using the on-premise data gateway. I can see the schemas that I have in BizTalk. And what this does is let me take that body content, which is JSON from Salesforce, convert it to XML, put a root node namespace on it based on the schema that I pick, and gets the message ready in XML to send down to BizTalk on-prem. And then the next step is, as I do this, I can send to BizTalk on-premises using the connector. You see, again, I can actually pick the port that I'm going to send it to the receive location, give it the message, the body from the previous step that converted it to XML, and voila, it should update the database. So let's see if that actually works. Okay, so if I go over to Salesforce, and see, I've got a pretty sparse billing address, so let's just update this thing and put something in here. Oops. One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, which is where we all hang out when we're not here. And you see, I saved that thing. Now, what should happen is that the Logic App will fire and send that data down to BizTalk on-prem. So I'm just going to run this, refresh this. You see, 10, just try it again. Says it fired at 10:33. The trigger runs on a sort of minute schedule, the way it's set up, so it might take up to 60 seconds for this to occur. Again, let's just see if the VM's cooperating. It is. You also should see the information coming in on the trace. Okay, oops. Kind of clicking around a bit. Just give it a couple of seconds and we should see the order getting updated. Okay, here we go. So received the customer update, found the customer, it's just got a customer ID, sent the customer update, and the customer's been updated. So this is the Logic App now calling via Salesforce to on-premises using that BizTalk connector. So if I go and look at the database and query what's in it, I should be able to look at that customer record. Okay, and if I run this query, hopefully you can just about see, it's a bit small. It's now got Contoso, Redmond, One Microsoft Way, and the customer data. It's also got the rating there as well, right, that I pulled back from the sentiment analysis when I created that order. Okay. Right, and I think it's just disconnecting me again. So that's all I wanted to cover with this. So just moving on in terms of what's next. So just quick recap. So this is how easily you can connect BizTalk to Logic Apps and Logic Apps to BizTalk. How you can use the power of the cloud with the rich access that Logic Apps has to all these SaaS connectors, all these Azure services. You know, if you're a long-time BizTalk customer, you know, the cadence of shipping adapters with BizTalk, you know, we have a bunch of them, but it's taken 10 plus years to get there. Now we have, you know, with the collaboration between the different teams in Microsoft across the different products, Power Apps, et cetera, that I mentioned, we can now ship connectors so much faster and leveraging all of these connectors from BizTalk. Whether you run BizTalk in Azure, leveraging always on and the highly available connectivity that we have there, or whether you leverage BizTalk in, you know, existing deployment on-prem, doesn't matter, right? You have the on-prem data gateway, you can configure these two things together, or you can connect directly to it in the cloud, it's up to you, create this secure pipe. And you can then easily and quickly create these logic apps and leverage the power of the cloud. Okay, so a couple of things I wanted to call out, a whole bunch of resources. So doing a session this afternoon at 4 o'clock just on logic apps, so this is gonna cover enterprise integration. So if you're interested in the logic app side of this, it's gonna go into more details, the capabilities and the flexibility that you have with logic apps and the types of solutions you can create. We've got a bunch of new features we're going to be talking about as well, so I'd encourage you to come along at 4 o'clock if you're around and hear more about that. But, you know, try these things out. You can easily get started with Logic Apps if you've never used it before. You can just sign up for a free trial account, get started. It's a consumption-based model, so you kind of, the actions of workflows as they run, you can just pay for them, you know, for what you use. And just keep up to date, you know, with what's going on across us. We're one team now, so BizTalk Server and API Management and Logic Apps are all in one team. We all sit in the same building. We all work together. We work together with a bunch of other services across Azure to bring all these capabilities and all this power to BizTalk. Okay, thank you.